From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Majapinto. Classes are back in session today at Hillcrest High in Midvale. The school was evacuated yesterday and students were sent home because of a gas leak. The source was heavy construction equipment that pierced a tank of natural gas. A documentary on Taylor Swift will kick off the 2020 Sundance Film Festival. Most of the lineup was revealed yesterday. Among more than 15,000 entries, 118 feature-length films come from more than two dozen countries. The slate is the most diverse in the festival's 37-year history. Nearly half of the directors are women, more than a third are people of color, 12% are LGBTQ. Festival organizers say Taylor Swift, Miss Americana, was picked up by Netflix for release next year. The doc premieres opening night on January 6th. Two dozen flights were diverted from the Salt Lake City International Airport yesterday because of an inversion that forced the planes to land at other airports in Utah, Colorado, and Idaho. A burn ban is in effect today for several Monitor counties in central and northern Utah. Unhealthy air has settled in under high pressure in Salt Lake, Davis, Weber, Utah, and Cache, with the forecast for orange, unhealthy for some groups. In Tooele County, yellow or moderate air is expected today, and a burn ban is in effect there. San Juan County wants to raise property taxes by almost 23% next year. The increase in revenue would be split among the county's general, public health, and library funds. Local residents spoke out against the proposed increase at a public hearing last night and asked the county commission to look for ways to cut costs. County Administrator Mac McDonald says the expense of past lawsuits is one reason why the county needs to raise taxes.
Every time we make a decision, there's a threat of a lawsuit here, and rightly so. Some of it has been our own fault here at the county, and we're paying for that.
The county has also been bringing in less tax revenue. Commissioner Bruce Adams says that's because there's been less drilling and mining over the past decade.
We're an extractive county, and there's just no extraction going on, so that equipment's not here.
County staff say the county has not increased taxes in at least a decade. The fear of a question about citizenship on the 2020 census loomed large in the Latino community. And although that question won't be asked, community leaders say that fear lingers. KUER's Rocio Hernandez has more.
Local leaders are hoping to clear up concerns that Latinos have in a town hall this evening at the Glendale Library in West Salt Lake City. Joel Le'i Organista is with the Salt Lake chapter of the League of United Latin American Citizens, which is putting on the event.
Now that that question's not on there, we just need to inform our community and let them know, hey, it's not on there, and we want you to really participate in it.
Marty Wolford is with the Salt Lake County's Office for New Americans. She says it's important to know how the data collected in the census can benefit people.
When we start to talk about, like, that's how we know where schools need to be built, that's how we know how many teachers we need to have, then people start to really go, oh, that is a big deal.
Organista says his organization is partnering with other Latino groups to help people fill out the census. Rocio Hernandez, KUER News.
Invasive animals are posing a major threat to national parks throughout the country. That's according to a new paper published in the journal Biological Invasions. Noah Glick reports on what that means for the Mountain West.
Ashley Dare is the study's lead author. She says her team received data from 81% of national parks and found there are more than 300 invasive animal species across the country.
And they report that only 11% of those invasive animal species populations are under control. And only 23% of them do they have plans for.
Dare says invasive animals cause more competition for resources, affect recreation and cultural sites, and can spread disease. She says the solution is similar to how the parks are handling invasive plants. That means implementing a coordinated system-wide effort to detect and monitor these animals, in addition to developing partnerships with neighboring land managers and the public. In our region, the top invaders are the European starling, the rainbow trout, and the Eurasian collared dove. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
And I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.